Hello, it's the 31st of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An attempted murder which took place a year ago will send a Bedford man to jail. 37-year-old Mehmet Deniz was asked by his ex-partner to leave her residence as she was returning home. He was still there when she arrived, so she repeated her request. While her back was turned, Deniz struck her across the head multiple times with a large torch. Following the assault, he threatened to kill her. She begged for her life. He eventually left the scene. The attack left the victim with a split lip and severe bruising. The wound to her head required a skin graft. Mr. Deniz was later arrested in Bedford Town Centre. He has been sentenced to 16 years behind bars for attempted murder, with an additional 4 years to be completed on licence. When released, he will be forced to comply with a permanent restraining order. In celebration of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee yesterday, Green King pubs across Bedfordshire were promoting a customer's first pint for 6 pence, with the password 1952. It was later discovered that the Licensing Act would not allow it, so patrons' first pint was on the house. Just 2 years ago, the culture of Beds Police was described in negative terms by all involved. The operating culture and work environment became the focus of policies implemented by Chief Constable Gary Forsyth. It's now 2 years later, and officers are proud to be part of Beds Police with a more positive outlook beneficial to communities. The Chief Constable stated, "The culture of the organisation has been a massive factor to get the best out of people in a way where they feel valued." It has taken 3 days, but Steph Goldsmith has crocheted a replacement for the stolen crown jewels mailbox display outside Ryman's on Bedford's High Street. Her work commemorates the Queen's Platinum Jubilee and can now benefit the Family and Children Early Help Services charity as originally planned. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.